worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
The 2024 Treasure Coast Men's Summit was dynamic.
I've never been around a group of men that had the same mindset. I've never really seen it with my own eyes. It's lifted a certain level of fear that I've had.
It's like when I got there, the praise and worship was great. All of the speakers were amazing. And I felt like I got what I went there for.
Men up and down the Treasure Coast were challenged and empowered.
We're in a battle that's constant, and we are always in the game. We don't say put me in the game, coach. We're in the game, and we got to fight and move forward like we have never before. I intend to use what I learned.
2025 promises to be even more powerful, so save the date, January 24th and 25th. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit is coming back to the Havert L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Again, the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 24th and 25th of 2025.
Ooh-wee, lecture, be there, please.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You can have Word.
Amen. Amen.
But the Word may not have any redemptive qualities. Because it's not become wine. It's not become blood. See, without the shedding of blood, see, Jesus could have come, he came as the Word, but he came on a mission to shed the blood. To bring the redemptive property into humankind, into our reality. Without the shedding of blood, we still be lost. So this is the question. We have the Word. But has the Word that you have gone through the process? Is the Word that you're carrying, does it have a redemptive value? Or are you just quoting things that you've heard? I want to challenge us today because it's vitally important. There's a shelter that's only found in his presence. Amen. You know, there are university professors that know the Word, the Bible theologians that aren't really saved. But they know the Word of God. They know it better than you and me. They know the Hebrew and the Greek, the Aramaic, all that. They know all of this stuff. They've done studies on it. They know it in depth, but there's no redemptive property or value. So the question is, how many today in tradition or even here come and hear the Word and hear the Word, but their life doesn't change? Because wherever there's a redemptive property, life is going to change. You're not going to be stuck the same old, same old, same old, just doing what we call church. No, you become the church. And we explored this a little bit, and I said Wednesday night, I'm going to preach this Sunday. I'm going to preach it next Wednesday. I'm going to preach it the next Sunday. Because I know you can only get a surface. You're going to get a little bit of it. It's meaty. Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's meaty because it challenges us. What actually took place between the water and the wine, the water becoming wine, is what we call crucifixion. Amen. The Word had to become the lamb, or the Word had to become the blood. The water had to become the wine. And so in between that, there had to be a crucifixion.
Amen.
So if you are having the word, if that word is going to have redemptive value, I mean, you know, if there's going to be power with it, anointing that the demons run from, whatever you bind is bound, whatever you loose is loose. If it's going to be that, then there has to have been or be a process that you go through called crucifixion. Because it's no longer you. Tell somebody right now, the devil ain't scared of you. But he is afraid of the Jesus in you. He's afraid of the Jesus in you. The sons of Sceva tried to cast some demons out. They said, "We adjure you in the name of Paul's God to come out." Them devils looked at them and said, "We know Paul, and we know Jesus. We ain't messing with neither one, but who is y'all?" And that demon got mad. Chased them off naked. They tore all their clothes off and chased seven of them. Because they had no redemptive power, or let me just say it plainly, no authority. So I want to challenge you. See, because I will be honest with you. We all know more of the word than we actually live.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Say amen, everybody.
Amen.
You know more than what you actually have manifesting in your life.
Amen.
And some have and determined not to manifest it.
Yeah.
That's called rebellion. That's called stubbornness. That's called disobedience. So the challenge is, how do we get the water to become the wine? And the simple word, it sounds like a cuss word, but it ain't. Crucifixion. Tell me, I say crucify.
Crucify.
It didn't say compromise.
Amen.
It didn't say put him in jail. It didn't say beat him down. It said crucify. So what is it that we're to crucify? We're to crucify the flesh.
Amen.
And what is the flesh? Let's not get it twisted. The flesh, in my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. The flesh is a nature. It's a fallen nature. It's a nature that's contrary to God's nature. Even the natural man is at enmity against God. He's at enmity against God. So in order to have a truly fruitful life, now we can have a faithful life, but it not necessarily be fruitful. Right? You can go to a job for years and years and years and years, never be promoted.
Come on.
You've been faithful.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it that we are to do? Paul said it this way. If you get me on the screen, Galatians 2:20. This is what Paul said, and this is something that we must exercise. Paul said it this way: I am crucified with Christ. Okay? Say it with me so that it's coming out of your mouth. Say, I am crucified.
I am crucified
with Christ.
With Christ.
Nevertheless, I live.
Yet not I.
But Christ
lives in me.
Okay, I am crucified with Christ. Now that's not just a saying we want to put in our lips. That's actually the living out of something.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Just as Jesus lived here when he was here is how we're to live. Amen. You know, we were singing that song, something about the name of Jesus. See, tell somebody, Jesus is everything.
Jesus is everything.
It's not your doctrine. You know, it's not this other stuff. All these have a place, but at the end of the day, it all evolves around Jesus. You want wisdom? It's Jesus.
Amen.
You want peace? It's Jesus.
Amen.
You want love? It's Jesus.
Amen.
You want joy? It's Jesus.
Amen.
Anything you want is found in Him.
Hallelujah.
So let's boil it all down to that one thing.
Yeah.
So all that we are after, everything we're after, don't be hoodwinked. Everything we're after is Christ-likeness.
Amen.
It's found in Him, period.
Amen.
Tell somebody, keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Don't call them stupid, though. Just say, keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
It's in Christ.
Amen.
Now, here's what he tells us to. If you love Him, you'll keep His commandments, right?
Amen.
He said, if you love Me, you will keep My commandments.
Amen. Amen. That's it.
Now there's a false type of love,
yes,
that's being preached or propagated. A love that now follow me, a love that really has no governance as far as the Lord is concerned. It casts all governance and authority away and just love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do that, who's going to judge? Now, follow me. I'm not talking about, you know, judge not that you be not judged. I'm talking about when you judge righteous judgment.
Amen.
We don't close our eyes.
Amen. Amen.
And just act like something's not happening.
Amen.
No, we have a gift of discerning of spirits.
Amen.
So what do you do? Just turn your head, wink, not look. No. There's a love that this is the love of God, that you keep My commandments, He says.
Amen.
How do we know we love God? We keep His commandments.
Amen.
And out of keeping His commandments, we can love our brother.
Amen. Amen.
But not with that phony love.
Amen.
And not condemning, not that type of, not judging him in that sense, but walking righteously.
Amen.
Listen, you got, in order to love somebody else, you got to get yourself together.
Amen.
You can't really love people right unless you get yourself together.
Amen.
I'm talking about with God. Until you find peace with God, you cannot have peace with people.
Amen.
It won't happen.
Amen.
It's not nothing lasting until you get peace with God.
Amen.
Tell somebody, everything's about Jesus.
Amen.
That's why that name is so disdained. That's why that name is so blasphemed. That's why the people use the name in vain.
Because
that's the only name.
The only one.
You don't see him saying all Buddha. You know, or Muhammad. No, you don't. There's always Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And the devil would have it so. But see, we know there's power in that name.
Amen.
There's authority in that name. Everything that we are evolves around that name and who that person is. So we go from just knowing about church to becoming the church.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you got to walk just like He walked.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on. I said, you got to walk just like He walked.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't make up your own walk.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to follow Him.
Yeah.
That's what Paul said. Follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. And so what does that mean? That means there's a daily cross.
Amen.
That you must pick up.
Yeah.
And die to yourself.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that you're some kind of hermit, or you know you're off in a faraway place all by yourself, and you don't want anything, you don't care for anything, you know you're not doing anything, you're just waiting on Jesus' return. No, it doesn't. You understand? It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean, you know, be a beggar and poor and all that stuff. That's religious stuff.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.